Did you know that every minute a truckload of plastic is dumped into the ocean? So by the time you finish listening to this podcast, 5 truckloads of plastic will be floating around in the ocean, wreaking havoc on its ecosystem. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, where today I have a special guest, Ryan Langley.
Hi, thanks for having me on the podcast, Jack.
My pleasure, Ryan. Anyway, on to the topic of the podcast. I've recently discovered an interesting startup company called Skipping Rocks Lab, and they think they have found a possible solution to cutting down on the huge amount of plastic water bottles we use. It's called UHO, and they're blobs of water encased in a gelatinous material. You may have seen them before, as they're on the internet quite a bit. Ryan, can you tell us a bit more about them?
Sure. So basically, the idea behind it is that they are made with 2 flavorless chemicals, sodium alginate and calcium lactate. They mix them together with water that sparks a chemical reaction which forms a spherical membrane around the refreshing water inside, meaning you can hold them in your hand or keep them in a container.
Yes, and that's what's so impressive about them. The membrane. It is fully biodegradable, usually degrading in about 2 weeks, same as fruit, and completely edible, so you can either eat it whole or bite into the membrane, drink the water, and throw out the rest. And it won't take 700 years to break down like plastic does. So there are definitely some upsides to this technology. But are there any downsides? Any flaws? Find out shortly after we take a quick break. Before we continue, I'd like to thank the Red Spoon Company for sponsoring this podcast. They actually hooked us up with some sodium alginate and calcium lactate specifically for this podcast. So please check out their website, www.redspooncompany.com, and it will tell you the nearest store so you can get cooking. Okay, so we've talked about the positive effects of this technology, but now I'm going to talk about the problems that you may run into. So me and Ryan thought it'd be a cool idea to try and make some of these ourselves to test out what they were like and if they could be a viable alternative to plastic water bottles. Again, shout out to Red Spoon Company for getting us the ingredients. Anyway, we were both a bit underwhelmed. Ryan, tell them what you thought.
Well, I really think they were quite ineffective at keeping the water inside. They popped in my hand, and most importantly, they tasted disgusting.
Yeah, well, I agree, Ryan. They did taste pretty bad, but that could have been because I put a bit too much sodium alginate in. And if you don't know, sodium alginate comes from seaweed. So if you put too much in, your water starts tasting like it's from the ocean. Yeah, and about the popping easy, yeah, that may have been my fault as well. If you don't leave the sodium alginate in the calcium lactate for long enough, the membrane, it's really weak and pops easy. So yeah, and that makes it an ineffective water bottle.
Well, I've been scammed.
But in my defense, even professionally made, these things have some flaws. Like, you wouldn't keep 10 of these loose in your bag. That'd just end up in a mess.
Personally, I don't really think I'd use them. I mean, apart from throwing them at my friends.
Yeah, maybe this product shouldn't be for replacing plastic water bottles. It should be for replacing water balloons. I mean, if you're having a water balloon fight in the park, the bits of plastic from the balloon go everywhere. And that's gotta be bad for the environment, right? And then no one picks them up, and animals come and eat the plastic. With UHO, they just eat seaweed-tasting jelly. So in conclusion, it's a cool idea, but I think there are flaws in many detrimental ways that honestly need to be fixed. And the reason plastic water bottles will always be used is because they are durable, they're easy to make, and most importantly, they don't make your water taste like freaking seaweed!
It's sad, but it's true. The world is doomed.
Yeah, the environment's screwed. Oh well, that's all the time we have for the podcast today. Or maybe not, I don't think we've quite hit the 5-minute mark yet. But anyway, Ryan, thank you so much for helping me out. My voice gets a bit boring to listen to alone.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, well, I'll see you all next time.